With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Shining a spotlight on the border crisis, House Speaker Mike Johnson, leading a large Republican congressional delegation to the embattled Texas border the other day, getting an up-close look at the chaotic situation at Eagle Pass.
It's been an eye-opener. One thing is absolutely clear. America is at a breaking point with record levels of illegal immigration. And today, we got a firsthand look at the damage and the chaos the border catastrophe is causing in all of our communities.
The Biden administration has been trying to halt Texas Governor Greg Abbott's efforts to secure the border, but Abbott is not giving in. Writing on X, "We will send more buses and planes. We'll continue building the razor wire walls that the Biden administration wants to tear down." He also vows to keep busing and flying illegal aliens to anywhere they want to go in the U.S. For that, Abbott is taking harsh criticism from some sanctuary city mayors. Also at SRNNews.com, we're being told that the Biden administration keeps working to free hostages held by Hamas since October's brutal terror attack on Israel.
The White House says there's no specific progress to report, but the National Security Council's John Kirby says efforts to win the hostages' freedom continue.
The conversations are ongoing, they're real, and we are pursuing them with the same sense of energy that we were, you know, a month or two ago.
In recent weeks, administration officials have acknowledged that there's limited information about the condition and whereabouts of the hostages. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war, the biggest single POW exchange since Russia launched the invasion in February of 2022. The death toll from the Western Japan earthquakes has now risen to 84, with almost 80 people still missing. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 84 points, NASDAQ futures down 12. This is SRN News. Some new findings about our two major political parties.
Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University has been crunching the numbers, and he reports that amongst Democrats, there is one religious voter for every secular voter. In the Republican Party, religious voters outnumber secular ones 4-1. Burge also reports that on the issue of abortion, religious Democrats side with secular Democrats, meaning there's virtually no pro-life voting bloc in that party anymore. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many Christian analysts and religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that has helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. It's unclear exactly how many Christians there are in Iran, but estimates run as high as a million. This is SRN News. GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York, whose questions during a congressional hearing last month put Harvard President Claudine Gay and two other prominent university administrators on the spot about anti-Semitism on their campuses, took credit for Gay's resignation.
Representative Stefanik, the number four House Republican, has counted the resignation of Gay and another prominent university administrator as a political win. M. Elizabeth Maggio, the president of the University of Pennsylvania, resigned 4 days after she testified before Congress last month. Two down, Stefanik, a Harvard alumna, wrote on social media. Gay's testimony triggered an examination of her past work that fueled plagiarism charges, ultimately causing her to step down this week. Edwin Mora, Washington.
On Wall Street, the S&P futures 6 points higher. More details at SRNNews.com.